here we go. I'm going to try to keep this as clean as possible.
I know. I saw some of your comments, I did have to clean it up because I shared a little bit of it earlier in the show yesterday. I did change some words around.
Yeah, so we try to be family friendly as possible, right. But hey, we're all adults here. So Okay. Let's get this ready. 47 and a half seconds. Here we go. The episode started off with a one-on-one date with Hannah and Peter, and things got hot right away. They got an invite from Chris Harrison, said, hey, if you two want to smash, we wedged a bed inside of a mini windmill for you. And honestly, who couldn't turn that down? Up next was Tyler. Things were very flirty, but when it came to the fantasy suite time, she said, hey, I don't think I'm up for it, and parked him in the friend zone. Then it was Jed's turn. After that, he asked a question everyone's been wanting someone to ask. Hey, why are you keeping Luke around? If that's the kind of guy you're into, then I'm not sure why I'm here. And other than a recording contract, of course. And she said, she got very mad, but he should pour concrete for a living because he smoothed everything over so smooth, they took a trip to the fantasy suite. And then let's not forget Luke P. His date didn't go well, as you may have predicted. He told Hannah, just so you know, if you sleep with any of these other guys, I'm out of here. And she said, well, I have. And then she said, with one of the best lines in Bachelorette history.
Oh, that's such a good tease. What was the line? Can you say it? Will you have to use the buzzer?
I'll have to do it again here.
Okay.
If you, she said, well, first off, you don't own me. And then here was the best line. I didn't go to the fantasy suite. I blanked in a windmill, which was super classy. And then she sent him home after that.
I can see t-shirts being made now with the windmill and that line.
I so want to make some t-shirts up for our varsity bar party that say, I didn't go into the fantasy suite. I effed in a windmill. Because that's exactly 100% what it is that she said. And what I didn't like about this is before Luke got home, she made me sympathize with the guy. And I really felt bad for him. And he goes, hey, like, just so you know, like, you're talking about us getting serious with you. But if you sleep with one of these other guys, I'm not going to hang around anymore. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, you don't own me. And it's like, sweetheart, you apparently don't know how relationships work. Because if you're dating someone and they're sleeping with somebody else, they're probably not going to date you anymore. You're now just friends with benefits.
So like, who do you think is going to be in the lead now that Luke P. is gone?
I'm going to have to say it's Peter. They got hot in the windmill.
Is he the pilot?
Yes.
Peter
and
the pilot.
Flew her right to a windmill. And I'm not kidding you. It's like a miniature golf course at Hogwarts. It was the weirdest thing ever. She could tell her kids about that. Oh, this is why I'm living with Grandma and Grandpa. Okay.
A little pup.